from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Man, I see someone who's ready. This ain't his first time playing. He was playing last year too, so it's like, I think he's gonna be ready. This is his opportunity, and I feel like over time, like last year, was just preparation for this moment. So I think he's gonna be ready, and we're gonna be in his year all year, so he's gonna be good.
Taron Johnson on Dorian Williams, who is now a Bills starting linebacker with the injury to Matt Milano that takes him out for months. An indefinite absence for Milano, aiming for December with a torn biceps. Good morning. Jeremy and Joe with you on a Friday. Bills play tomorrow. Patriots, Eagles played last night.
Then it'll be one more preseason game after Saturday.
It is the longest preseason ever.
Yeah.
Is it not? Why is it different this year? Is it always like this?
It's probably...
It feels so long.
Does it have to do with the Bills' offseason
being
the way it was?
What? What's that? Not.
It was a different type of offseason. I don't know. It was the offseasons before have been more about who they added. This was more about who they lost. Diggs being gone. I don't know. Maybe are we all just more exhausted from this Bills offseason?
That might be it.
And then we arrived at the preseason. It's like, just give me to week one.
Yeah.
Just give me to week one. You have more questions about them than you ever have before. So I think the want to see week one, just to see what they are, that maybe that could add to it. Because otherwise, I don't know. I don't know what else would be that different than in past years. Last year, was Pittsburgh also the middle preseason game last year? It was. At Pittsburgh was week two of the preseason.
Hold on. Ready? I dare you to remember anything from it.
All I remember is that they were terrible, and it forced them to play the starters again.
Yes.
Because they were so bad.
Was Kenny Pickett also great because he had such a great preseason last year?
Let's see. The box score from that game. Kenny Pickett only attempted 4 passes.
No, he was too good. He didn't play.
He went 3 of 4 for 43 yards and a touchdown.
Okay.
So that would explain why.
There's a great example of the preseason.
Kyle Allen was 12 of 15 for 112 and a touchdown. He's now on Pittsburgh.
Like, the Bills' starting defense last year, going into last year,
yeah,
Kenny Pickett
lit them up
in game plan.
On only 4 passes.
4 passes? I mean, he's on pace for a great year. Anyway.
Justin Shorter led the Bills in receiving that day. Where, did we come in the next day? Like, was everyone... Is that what caused all the hype on Justin Shorter for like 10 months?
Yeah.
He went 5 for 47 for a touchdown. And someone named Jace Sternberger.
Jace
Sternberger. Had a 27-yard catch. Diggs at 5 targets.
Forcing him the ball. We should have seen it coming.
Yeah.
Mike in Connecticut. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
So I just have two comments I wanted to make. So I was a little late to the show. So last year, not many people thought Kincaid would be a stud in year one, and he ended up having the best rookie season for a tight end in Bills history. Osiris Torrance was competing with Ryan Bates all year, plays every snap as a rookie. And Terrell Bernard, there was a true toss-up who was going to be the middle linebacker aside Matt Milano. And Bernard was, he's been an absolute hit of a pick. And, you know, I already talked to some people. I think after this year, he's a true extension candidate. So what I want to say is I know we lost many big names last year, but I think it was the right time to move on from some of those names. Those guys started to get older. And, you know, I think the only thing that doesn't really sit well with many Bills fans is we don't have those big names anymore that are on the roster. But this is a great opportunity for young guys to step up to the table and take that jump. Who was Jordan Poyer and Matt Milano before they came to Buffalo? I know Matt Milano was a fifth-round pick, but, you know, it's a late-round pick. Jordan Poyer, you know, he signed a cheap contract to come here. So I'm just excited. I feel like last year we were pleasantly surprised with those three guys, Kincaid, Osiris, and Bernard. But, you know, if we see that this year out of, say, Taylor Rapp, Dorian Williams, Curtis Samuel, even though he's had success, just hasn't had great quarterback play, you know, we could be in for we could be pleasantly surprised, just like we were last year. And then I just wanted to give one comment on Dorian Williams. I think, honestly, I'm more confident in this year's linebackers group than I was last year, because obviously we had Matt Milano, and you knew Matt Milano was a first-team All-Pro the year before. But it was just a true toss-up, and I just remember I was at the Week 1 Monday night game against the Jets, and, like, you know, this was Bernard's first action. He didn't play in the preseason, and he gets called for an early hold, and I'm like, man, is this really the guy? Like, you know, this is going to be a big loss without Edmonds here. Long story short, you know, it turned out to be great. But Dorian Williams, I think, playing weak side linebacker is a better adjustment. You know, he literally fills right in for Matt Milano when you already know you have Terrell Bernard, who's established himself, probably be a captain on this team. So I'm personally taking Dorian Williams this year over Terrell Dotson last year. So just want to hear your guys' thoughts on that. I'll hang up, but just some things I was thinking about.
Thanks, Mike. I would only disagree with one thing you said.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the one thing I disagree with is?
That you feel better about their linebackers going into the year?
No. You know, there's some stuff.
I understand the point about, like, we didn't know anything about their middle linebacker situation, but Milano was coming off a first-team All-Pro.
I only take issue with one thing, that no one expected Kincaid to come in and do what he did. I placed a bet with this man across the table that he would do what he did.
Yeah.
I mean, I absolutely expected Kincaid to come in and do that, because tight ends in this role are different now. And Kincaid is the pass-catching tight end, so I fully expect him to just, you know, be what he is. I appreciate the optimistic point of view. I think we make this point a lot. We're at a time where we're about to find out the next five or six names that are mentioned as the best players on the team. Who's a good candidate to make the next NFL Top 100? We had that show like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Who are the candidates? Terrell Bernard's a candidate to make the NFL Top 100 next time out. One of these receivers, Kincaid is a candidate to do it. Is Osiris Torrance? It's tough as a guard. They only have two guards in the entire Top 100.
Yeah.
But could Rasul Douglas make it? Could Cole Bishop make it? You know, you're waiting for your next round of stars. Ed Oliver's a good candidate for this. If I want to, may I just present the other side?
Mm-hmm.
It's also an example of we don't know who we're mad at yet. What I mean by that is, we all at some point at this time of his rookie year, we're waiting for Kyir Elam. Hey, Elam's about to be, you know, let's see him step into this role. He never did. He never became much of any. I'm going back far to, is Cyrus Kwanjo too far back? Cody Ford. They drafted second round. You know, Dawson Knox bursts onto the scene as a tight end, and we wondered, sky's the limit for this guy. And then he kind of just, you know, he is who he is. So Gabe Davis is a little bit of this, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, Davis after the 13 seconds game. The sky's the limit for this guy. It's like, actually, we have seen the ceiling, and this is it. So, but to your point, Mike, it's about the finding out. And a year where you find out, maybe you find lightning in a bottle. Yeah. The Chiefs did this with Trent McDuffie and George Karlaftis, and like these guys just kind of like, hey, turns out they're really good. Rashee Rice was nothing at the start of the season, ends up with 100 targets and, you know, has a good 100 targets. 100 targets. and ends up being an important role player for them. So, yeah, we're waiting to find out who the guys are, and that's probably part of the trepidation, the whatever.
Yeah,
waiting to find out who the guys will be.
They're building their next core, right? They're building their next core. They're finding out who their next core of players is going to be. This will be the test. This year, next year, like the next couple of years will be, okay, Bean, McDermott, you did it once. You did it once. You came in and you built a legit, talented, stud core of players around your quarterback. You had stars everywhere. You did added a receiver with Diggs. You had it at the defensive side of the football all over the place, whether it was linebackers or defensive backs. You built a core of top players. Can you do it again? And listen, I'm not telling you they can't or that they won't. I mean, there's enough players that we've just mentioned where, you know, of the eight names we just read, are three of them going to become top-level players? I feel like the odds are pretty good of that. It doesn't automatically have to happen, though. This is kind of the Dorian Williams thing where, like, I'll take the optimistic approach, too, where, all right, last year you had a third-round linebacker that we were really unsure of, Terrell Bernard, come in and play great. But that's not going to go that way every time. Just because it happened once does not necessarily mean it has to happen again. So, like, yeah, it's fair to point out that they... What were Hyde and Poyer when the Bills brought them in? They were not star safeties. But that's not going to happen every time. It's going to be their job in the next 2 years is to be identify these players, which ones are worth keeping, which ones have high ceilings, who are the stars going to be around their quarterback, and get back to having a secondary group behind your quarterback of star-level players. I think of, like, Seattle comes to mind for me a little bit. This is the example of it doesn't have to always go this way. It can, and it does a lot too in the optimistic view. But Seattle went to two Super Bowls.
With the Legion of Boom.
With the Legion of Boom. And then they all left. And wasn't a Seahawks fan probably thinking, all right, well, here we go. We're going to build up the next core around Russell Wilson. And then they won one playoff game, like, after that.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't able to do it. They weren't able to accomplish building another great core around their Hall of Fame quarterback. So that's Bean's job. It's McDermott's job in the next 12 months, 24 months, is who's going to replace Trey White, Poyer, Milano, Diggs, like the top-level players that have been really helping Allen along the last 5 years.
Hall of Fame?
Who?
Russell Wilson?
Yeah, they probably would have thought it at the time.
Sure. At the time, okay.
But he's probably going to Hall of Fame, right?
We think so? Isn't he playing his way out of it?
Ask me at the halftime tomorrow.
Okay.
See how he plays against the Bills. I mean, if Eli Manning's getting in, everybody should get in.
Eli's going first ballot.
Being real. He'll get in because there's no other quarterbacks to get in for 10 years.
That's probably right.
I pointed this out the other day that between Mahomes and Brady, Brady's going to get in 2 years, and Mahomes is going to get in like 10, 15 years when he retires. Who in between? Stafford? Rodgers, and isn't Russell Wilson next? They're not going to go 12 years with two quarterbacks getting in, right?
Yep. Yeah, I might be right.
I bet Russell Wilson gets in the Hall of Fame.
Thanks, Mike, for the phone call. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. There's a wild story with Chris Jones, Chiefs defensive tackle.
Yes.
It's one of those ones where, you know, some headlines are clickbait. And some are, well, this is the
some
story.
Some are clickbait, but then it actually pays
off.
Yeah,
this one paid off. One paid off. The Chris Williams story. I'll read you the headline. Chris Jones. I'll read you the headline. And then, like, okay, yeah, click on that. Tell me about that. So Chris Jones, it's a story about chicken wings and
yes.
A gambling addiction and $1.5 million in stolen chicken wings.
Yes.
That's what got me to click. Chris, Kansas City Chiefs player, offers to cover $1.5 million in stolen chicken wings to free a woman from prison. What? Like, that's an AI story generator. So a woman was convicted of stealing food from kids during the COVID pandemic.
Kinda.
Yeah?
She stole 11,000 cases of chicken wings.
That's $1.5 million worth of chicken wings?
Yeah. The way she did it, though, from what I read, was she worked at the school, and she ordered the 11,000... She ordered the chicken wings, but then would meet the supplier outside the school and would pick up the wings in, like, a van that she rented, or a van that she had.
And then sell the wings?
And then that part I didn't see anything on. I have to assume she didn't eat 11,000. She didn't eat 11,000 cases of chicken wings, right?
I mean, so the way these stories are written is so funny. The 68-year-old Liddell stole the mounds of meat intended to be take-home meals for students learning remotely, and so she was sentenced to 9 years in prison. And
9 years in prison, by the way,
$1.5 million worth of food.
I mean. Sure. Nine years?
Yeah.
Not like two?
9 years.
9 years?
And Chris Jones posted on social media on Twitter, I'll pay for the wings that she stole to get her free. He's basically saying, I'll pay you the $1.5 million in stuff that you stole. $1.5 million worth of chicken wings.
This is a heist.
Yeah.
This is a chicken wing heist.
I promise you this from the rest of the time. Any story including $1.5 million worth of chicken wings, I will click on. That got me.
Yeah.
How do you not click on that?
Okay, so maybe the school thought she was taking the wings to kids because it was during, while the kids were learning remotely, the school district continued to provide meals for the students that their families could pick up.
All right.
And then she would, I'm guessing this part of it, but there's, again, no way she ate 11,000 ate 11,000 cases of chicken wings over 2 years. She had to be selling the chicken wings.
Okay, I have another question. Of all the foods you would get delivered remotely to home, separate from this, wings? Aren't they some work?
Wait, they'd be delivering them raw, though, wouldn't they? And then
okay.
I think.
Maybe.
That's how I took it.
1.5 million in chicken wings.
Yeah. If he pays the 1.5 million.
No, that's not how
I don't think that's how that works.
That's
right?
Not
she's
not how
just,
that
works. She's not just
you're
getting
not
out
allowed
Chris
to
Jones.
Rob a bank and then someone's like, here's the money for the bank. And you're like, oh, okay, never mind.
No, you're free.
And you still, you still did rob a bank.
Yeah, you still did. It seemed like this was all planned out and it's not like.
Yeah, Chris Jones just saw the story. He's like, I'll give you $1.5 million.
I wonder if Chris Jones just saw the headline and went.
That's exactly.
The
story is he just tweeted, like, I'll give you $1.5 million.
Yeah. That has to be how that went. How else did you read this? When I first saw the headline, did you also think, like, she was sneaking a wing or, like every 10 minutes, like, in her pocket or something?
I did not think she was sneaking a wing every 10 minutes in her pocket, and it added up to 1.5 million.
Well, because I didn't know what the timeline was. I thought this could have been happening over, like, 10 years.
Decades.
Decades of chicken wing thievery.
Yeah.
Where, like, she's got her lunchbox in the back,
this
and she just sneaks 10 wings a day,
A Schmegman's employee was arrested for stealing a grape a day for a decade. And
he was charged with stealing $1 million
in grapes. $1 million of grapes have been stolen.
This is like that Johnny Cash song, The One Piece at a Time. You guys ever heard that song? He steals an entire Cadillac over 20 years. Like, he works at a Cadillac factory, and then he steals parts of Cadillacs for over 20 years, but then they're all different because they're all different types of cars and everything. It's a funny song.
She incarcerated for theft and operating a criminal enterprise. Mm. I mean, we're talking like this is like she's like in one of the superhero movies, like a criminal enterprise stealing chicken wings.
803-0550 1-888-550-2550. You want to go out for this Manchester United game? What are you doing? You playing golf or something?
3 o'clock. I got plumbers and whatnot coming over.
Ah.
Digging up our front yard at some point soon. Maybe. If it's over by 3 o'clock. If it was a better opener, I'd be more likely to force that, though.
Yeah, the Premier League.
If it was Man City and Man United today, if it was Man City and Arsenal to open the season, maybe you wouldn't want that. Maybe that's too good. Well, what's Sunday? Sunday is Man City and Chelsea. If it was Man City and Chelsea, it'd be more likely. You're confident in Fulham, drawing them. You bet them, but I don't know.
We'll see. Manchester United always lets people down.
They are a funny team to root against. Right? Aren't they kind of like the Knicks or the Mets?
It's like I would say it's
when
like,
they're
it's
bad,
like,
it's funny.
It's the Cowboys.
It's the Cowboys.
They're the Cowboys.
Okay. Yeah.
They're competitive, but they haven't been good in a good amount of time by their standard.
But their misery, I feel like, is usually hysterical.
Sure. They're the Cowboys. They're the Leafs.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe those comparisons aren't perfect. They're the Yankees.
Yep.
And someone else has come in and started to dominate. It's just the team in the same city as them.
Yeah.
How about
who Nick Mendola said yesterday? He says he thinks they're going to get a point deduction at some point.
Let's go. Well, then Arsenal better start
winning. Do you want the title that way? Yeah. You discover in January when it's a tie race. In January, there's a press release, 30-point deduction for Manchester City. You win the title basically that day.
Absolutely.
That wouldn't be kind of a letdown way to win it?
I mean,
you find out via tweet.
There are more dramatic ways. First off, you're going to find out in January. You still have 20 games to play.
That's when Everton, I think, I saw got deducted last year.
No, I understand. But, okay, they lose 6 points or 10 points or 20 points.
Yeah.
The title race is not over in January.
But what I'm saying is if it's a two-horse race in January or like some point middle of the season, you know it's a two-horse race. Like Liverpool, Tottenham, they're all far enough back. They're not going
to
compete.
How far back would you have to be in January?
10 points, 9 points.
That's still not enough.
And then it's tied Arsenal and City, and you find out, well, City's out now.
That the team that cheated.
And you can just cruise your way to the next 3 months.
Sounds great.
All right.
Team that cheated, got caught cheating, and got penalized? Absolutely.
It just would kill the race.
803-0550. Quickly, Jacob in Buffalo on the chicken wing story. Hey, Jacob, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah. So I read into that story a little bit yesterday. And so she was caught because they were going over the budget and they realized they were like grossly over budget and they didn't even have in school learning. And then as they were digging in, they noticed that chicken wings were ordered when students never, ever got chicken wings for lunch. And not only that, she used the school van, the district van, to go pick them up.
Okay.
All right. A $1.5 million heist.
Yeah.
Over time.
11,000 cases of chicken wings, 40 pounds each. Someone's tweeting.
That's a lot of trips.
That's a lot of trips. Maybe this was a criminal enterprise. This wasn't like one pickup. This was like, it seems like a lot. Yeah, a lot of stuff that was going on.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Louie on the other side. Stick with us. We'll get your call in. Jeremy and Joe, wings. What else? Star Wars, a little bit. The Alien Interquill. Premier League season. All of it. Happy Friday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Learned a lot, you know, just from the scheme, from all the different coaching, things I've learned from Matt, the things I've learned from TB, T-Dot, all those guys, the vets in the room, they're continuing to help me, and I appreciate it.
Dorian Williams, starting linebacker for the Bills. Bills and Steelers. Steelers getting a lot of chatter today on ESPN Get Up about Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. What's a long-term plan there, you know? Just stay above board.
Will either one of them start for Pittsburgh week one of 2025?
Yeah.
One of the two?
Yeah. What's the alternative? They're going to win their seven games. They're not going to draft the top.
Mm-hmm. They could try to draft one again. They could try.
I wonder if they'd be scared off by that. They just spent a first-round pick on a guy that wasn't at the top.
Yeah.
And gave it to him, and it went south quick.
They could try a bigger idea. Marcus Mosher told us earlier in the week, Locked On Cowboys, that he is legitimately thinking that Dak could leave after the year. He said he thinks if he's not signed by week one, he's gone.
That'd be great. I would love it.
And
I'd love it.
Then the best part of his visit, because I'm not thinking about Dak in this way a lot. I've just been thinking like they'll sign him. This is how the Cowboys do business.
It's how every team does it with quarterbacks. No matter how good or bad you are, he is good.
Right. Marcus said he's not worried about Lamb at all. Lamb's going to get done. It's like that's not even a concern right now. It's if he said the Cowboys are terrified of Dak leaving next offseason for the Giants.
Ooh.
Would be such a hot idea.
Would Dable make it to that? Could he survive that? Or is it a new coach?
He would be going into year four.
Mm-hmm.
He would have been 3 years in.
I mean, this could be another bad year for them. They are.
Yeah, it might depend how bad the year is.
Yeah.
If it's really disastrous, if they're winning like four games, then I don't think so. But if he gets to even like a 7-8 win season,
there's a lot
with the quarterback still being like a problem, then I think he could make it.
The Giants' defense could be legit. Like they've added some real nice pieces there.
Okay,
they had Brian Burns, and they could be nasty.
Yeah,
Louis and Hamilton. Hey, Louis.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. How are you doing, guys?
Good, Louis.
Thanks, Louis.
Yeah, so I'd like to talk about a position of strength and a position of weakness. The weakness is being the receiver uncertainty position. And Dawson Knox, it seems like he gets hurt a lot lately. And with the uncertainty of Dawson Knox and Zach Davidson coming on really good, do you think it's possible the Bills could keep four tight ends? Because, again, we don't know what's going on. Like, Dawson Knox, he'll be back, but he's just been getting hurt a lot. And the tight ends have been playing really, really well, especially Zach Davidson. I'd like to hear your response on that.
Maybe they keep four, but at the end of the day, only two of them are playing. Quentin Morris will get a snap here and there on offense, but two of them are playing, and that's it. And it's, you know, like, how badly do the Bills want to do 12 personnel? It's dependent on who's healthy. Last year when Dawson Knox was hurt, they didn't do any 12 personnel. Almost any. So, I don't know. How many balls is Knox going to catch this year?
24.
He caught 22 last year and missed five games. You think he'll...
24. He missed practice yesterday. He's got an injury now.
24. The year before, he had 65 targets. The year before that, 71. Like, what's the high end for him? Is it 50 targets?
That's a ton.
Do you think 50 targets is a ton for him?
Yeah.
He's getting $14 million next year.
Yep.
I don't know. Isn't there any beholden to figure out him being a part of their offense that's more than 24 catches? You're paying him like he should get 50 targets.
You're paying him like David Njoku.
You're paying him like he should get 50 catches,
yep,
not 50 targets. I might want to take the over on that just because I feel like they're going to force it to him more than that.
That's bad. Remember, don't force it to players.
That's one catch a game.
Don't force it to players.
Right.
Everybody eats.
Yep.
I mean, do the math. How many targets will Allen have? He'll have 500 passes?
Sure. He's usually around there. Okay. Well, last year he was 579.
Okay, let's go 500 this year.
Okay. That would be pretty low for him, but all right, let's say 500.
All right, you want to do 600?
Do 550.
550.
550 is
Sports Radio 550.
Yes, perfect.
Okay. Give me all your targets. And find more than 50 for Knox.
All right. 550. You tell me how much I'm off on any of these. Let's go 120 for Kincaid. Too much?
I think it's fine.
Okay.
Wait. Does that count as forcing the ball? I just got to know. I just need someone. I need someone to tell me what counts as forcing the ball. Is 120 forcing it? 130 forcing it? Is he throwing it there because Kincaid is saying, I need you to throw it to me?
Lamb had 180 in Dallas last
180.
Year.
180?
180.
Okay. 120.
How about, can I give 90 to both Shakir and Samuel?
Okay.
Is that fine?
Sure.
All right. So I'm at 300 already.
300 and...
I'm at 300 just with Kincaid, Shakir, and Samuel.
Okay.
All right.
Coleman.
Coleman, give him 60.
Okay.
Is that too little?
That's a low number for
you
Coleman.
I'll go higher than that. What do you want to go for Coleman? 70?
75.
75.
Everybody eats, Joe.
All right, 75. James Cook.
James Cook is going to be
60.
Okay, fine. 60.
60 targets. All right. Mac Hollins.
What's
the number on Mac Hollins?
52.
52. All right. I'm at 487, so I've got 63 targets mm-hmm. left over.
Reggie Gilliam.
5.
Okay.
Quentin Morris, 5?
8.
All right, 8. I'm at 500 exactly. I've got 50 left. Who am I missing?
Hold
Who
on.
Am I missing?
You are missing.
Who am I missing?
MVS / Shavers / Hamler / whoever else dresses.
I'm also missing.
That's 20.
Whoever their backup running back
Ray
is.
Davis.
That's going to be 25. 25. All right. Who am I giving that fourth receiver? What am I giving him?
15.
Total for the rest of the receivers. 15. I've ended up. All right. Well, I've got 10 left for Dawson Knox.
There you go.
That's not going to work.
One thing that I think is key to every conversation about this is like, and, you know, I'm not lecturing anybody. It's just always important to keep the right mindset, the right barometer. We used to do this in the Bills drought. There's good for you, and then there's good in the league.
Mm-hmm.
You might say, look at all these pass catchers. That's right. They might be pretty good as a collective, and everybody eats. But the league is determined by who sets you apart. That's how you win. Who sets you apart from the other guys?
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is like fourth lines do not win Stanley Cups. First lines do. Top goalies do.
Yep.
Who wins?
The defensemen who play 32 minutes in the playoffs.
Right.
Dude.
Who wins the NBA championship? Who wins it?
Best player.
It's the best two guys, three guys on your – it's not your sixth man.
Yeah.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl? For the Chiefs, it's Mahomes, Kelce, Chris Jones. Those are three top 10 NFL players multiple seasons in a row.
Yeah.
How do the Niners get there? They have six guys in the top 100. How do the Lions turn good? Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penei Sewell.
St. Brown goes from fourth round pick to he's like one of the five best receivers right. in football.
Sets you apart, who makes you one of the best teams. And for the Bills right now, we need to see who steps into that spot. So when you say like, hey, could they go to Dawson Knox? Like, sure, a lot of teams have a Dawson Knox. Kincaid is the dream that he is who sets you apart. We have something others don't. And in Kincaid mm-hmm. right now, I'm not even sure that we would say that about him yet. He didn't make the NFL top 100. Rookie tight ends, mm-hmm. and there are a bunch of rookie tight ends, and there are a bunch of new tight ends on the scene. Laporta, McBride, you know, like,
Brock
okay.
Brock Bowers
is this yeah. year. Michael Mayer last year didn't do much as Kincaid at all. But, I mean, is Kincaid a top 10 tight end right now? Not yet. You hope he can be.
It would be a massive, I will even say a massive disappointment
if, though, he's not.
If he's not this season.
He needs to be a top four tight end.
Yeah.
And like this is the year for
absolutely.
That. So that's what I'm always thinking about. What sets you apart? Right? Who are the players doing? Milano was a guy that did. And now Dorian Williams goes in. You can say next man up. If he's just good, that's okay. Does he set you apart? Bernard looks like a guy that might be like that. And that's what I'm always going to be looking for. Who are the guys that set you apart? Diggs was. Poyer was. Tre'Davious White was.
Mm-hmm.
Davis, Gabe, was not. Gabe Davis was a good player.
Other teams have Gabe Davis.
I need as many guys that set me apart as possible. And that's where...
It's just Allen right now.
That's where Mike in Connecticut called earlier. He's like, I'm excited to find out who those guys are. That's right. They have to be not just good on the Bills, but they have to be good enough that next year in the NFL's top 100, there are five Bills on the list. If you have that, then you're cruising.
They just need all pro players.
Yeah.
They need guys to turn into all pro players, or else it's going to be it's going to feel like a one man show otherwise.
Butch on the east side before the break. Hey, Butch.
Gentlemen, thanks so much for taking my call. Jeremy, I'm Josh. I love both of you. I love MSG. I love WG and the fans. Y'all definitely love y'all. Let me get right to it. Let me say, Jeremy, long time ago, I told you last year regarding Dorian Williams. I said on the east side, we always called him Little Ray Lewis. I said because he was going to be something special. It's going to be the opportunity, and don't get me wrong, Matt Milano is my heart. I love Matt and to his family. I want him to recover properly. So there's no knock on Matt. But let me tell you something to the fans. I want y'all to relax. We about to see something that London Fletcher, Shane Collins, Shane Nelson, I'm not going to call Cornelius Bennett because he was really on the outside, but this might be one of the best middle linebackers when it's all said and done in his career that we had on our football team. And I want everybody to relax. We call him Little Ray Ray. This is what we call him because he's a hitter. And I'm letting you know right now, just like you know, Josh, everybody knows he done got better at the end of the year than he was at the beginning of the year. And this year now, going into the Pittsburgh scrimmage, he knows that he's going to be the guy. And at the exact same time, I know what's going to happen. He's going to explode right off the game. Now, just knock on wood, everybody stay healthy. But I'm letting you know right now, he's going to be the key to the defense. And do not be surprised. And I'm saying it right now today. Do not be surprised if he's defensive player of the year at the end of the season. I love you guys, man. Thank you so much for taking my call. Bless all you and your families, man. I love y'all. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Butch. Thanks, Butch. All right, start fielding offers for Milano, if that's the case, right? I mean, hey.
I think Bernard is good.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he meant Williams, but no. Bernard. Bernard
I mean,
is
Bernard. Bernard's a good player. I'm a little curious, though, how good we'll think he is if the splash plays regress a little bit.
Yeah, he had a ton of those.
It's going to be really hard for him to repeat 3 picks, 6.5 sacks, and 3 fumbles. It's going to be really hard for him to repeat that. And when the shine of all of those big flashy plays goes away, if it does, what will we be left with? I still think we'll be left with a good linebacker and maybe someone that even takes steps in consistent levels in other places, you know, from last year to this year. But I think he could be. He could be a guy like that. But I'm not just writing it in stone that Terrell Bernard's like one of the best linebackers in football. He could be.
803-0550. Jeremy and Joe, Extendo Sports, and then we'll hand things off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Heading towards this, preseason game. Bills and Steelers tomorrow night.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
So you know how Tom Brady is, like, he's still in the process of buying a piece of the Raiders? I don't know if that's closed or anything.
Doesn't the NFL have to figure out the rules, what they want to do?
They do. You know who else has to figure out the rules? The NBA. Have you seen this offseason? The Celtics are for sale.
And an Akron billionaire has bought it?
No, that's not real. That's, okay. there's a meme out there about an Akron billionaire anonymously trying to buy it. But for real, who is trying to buy the Celtics, who are for sale? Fenway Sports Group, who owns the Red Sox and the Bruins and Liverpool.
And LeBron's a part of that?
And LeBron's a part of Fenway Sports Group. So the NBA has to figure out that Brady... like the rules, I guess, are a little different now because he's retired. LeBron is still playing in the NBA for the Lakers. Is he going to be allowed to own, even if it's only like 8% of the Celtics, is he allowed to own a piece of the Celtics while playing for the Lakers? That's being figured out right now. And of course, all the jokes. Celtics. Don't Celtics fans hate LeBron more than any player in the last 25 years? It'd be like Brady buying a piece of the Bills. I think it'd be like that.
David in New York, quickly before the break and before the end of the show. Hey, David.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good.
Good. Jeremy, I thought you had a really interesting point. I was actually talking to my dad about that last night, but about not having enough guys to separate you, you know, league-wide. But then on a positive note, I think Bean and McDermott have definitely done a good job drafting and developing these guys. We, you know, like Dawkins, Milano, Taron Johnson. So hopefully we find the next group of those guys for the next 4 or 5 years here.
Yeah. Thanks, David. Yeah, some of these guys, they've cashed on fourth and fifth round picks and later picks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Taron Johnson's a great example. I always forget about Taron Johnson. That's a guy that sets you apart. He's the best slot corner in the league. One of them.
They got Johnson in the fourth, Milano in the fifth.
Mm-hmm.
All pro players in the middle of the... They also got Wyatt Teller in the fifth. They just didn't get the benefit of that.
Do you subscribe to the idea that that is good drafting or good luck? Like, there's two schools of thought that your high picks reflect your drafting better than your late picks. Your late picks are guys you've already passed on, and you're like, all right, well, we like some of this guy's game. It feels like the later picks you know less about, you feel less good about, obviously. The entire league feels less good about. So it's the difference between hitting on, two different games at a casino. It has lower odds, but you hit on it. Does that make you better? Or are you a little luckier? I'm just saying, like, school's a thought here. Because nobody...
It's a good question.
Nobody really beats the draft.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to say it's all one or the other, but I might want to say it's more luck than skill.
I mean, they're fifth-round picks. Let's run through them. Justin Shorter.
Yep.
Matt Milano.
Khalil Shakir. Right, they're better in the fifth round than they are in the...
Second?
I was going to say the third.
The third?
Yeah, in the fifth round, we'll not count this last year. Justin Shorter, Khalil Shakir,
ding.
Tommy Doyle caught a playoff touchdown.
He did. He's always hurt. It's not his fault.
Jake Fromm, Voshan Joseph, Saran Neal, Wyatt Teller.
Okay, Saran Neal, Wyatt Teller. Points, partial credit.
Matt Milano, and Nate the Great Peterman.
Okay,
who's still going? Versus right third round. No, they've been fine in the third round. They got NFL players. Harrison Phillips in the league. Devin Singletary, Dawson Knox, Zach Moss, Spencer Brown, Terrell Bernard, Dorian Williams.
That's a pretty good third round list. Then again, like, there are better third rounders and there are worse third rounders.
Right. Yeah, anyway. Those are all NFL players, though.
Yep. All right. Thanks for the phone call. Enjoy yourself a weekend. I'm reading the Ringer's article, questions about each Premier League team.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
Everyone's picking Arsenal. Everyone's picking Arsenal. How do you feel about that? It's like the Bills 2 years ago.
I love it because being good is good. I am not one to ever
shy.
I'm never shying away from. People think your team's going to be good. That sounds great. I like that. I'm not afraid of that.
Are they going to win it?
Are Chiefs fans hoping they can be doubted this year? Probably.
Would you pick them?
All right, we got to go. Pick what? Arsenal?
Yeah.
I don't pick the Premier League. I don't do that. I'm not going to do that.
You bet the game today. That's a pick.
I picked Fulham to tie. We'll see if Fulham draws.
Okay.
Fulham's scrappy. All right, that's it. I'm hot, though, Joe. I'm hot. I tried to tell you the Eagles were going to win last night, and they won in hilarious fashion. That's it. North Alabama Extra Point Show next.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
So you know how Tom Brady is, like, he's still in the process of buying a piece of the Raiders? I don't know if that's closed or anything.
Does the NFL have to figure out the rules, what they want to do?
They do. You know who else has to figure out the rules? The NBA. Have you seen this offseason? The Celtics are for sale.
And an Akron billionaire has bought...
No, that's not real. That's, okay. there's a meme out there about an Akron billionaire anonymously trying to buy it. But for real, who is trying to buy the Celtics who are for sale? Fenway Sports Group, who owns the Red Sox and the Bruins and Liverpool.
And LeBron's a part of that?
And LeBron's a part of Fenway Sports Group. So the NBA has to figure out that Brady... Like, the rules, I guess, are a little different now because he's retired. LeBron is still playing in the NBA for the Lakers. Is he going to be allowed to own, even if it's only like 8% of the Celtics, is he allowed to own a piece of the Celtics while playing for the Lakers? That's being figured out right now. And, of course, all the jokes. Celtics. Don't Celtics fans hate LeBron more than any player in the last 25 years? It'd be like Brady buying a piece of the Bills. I think it'd be like that.
David in New York, quickly before the break and before the end of the show. Hey, David.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good.
Good. Jeremy, I thought you had a really interesting point. I was actually talking to my dad about that last night, but about not having enough guys to separate you, you know, league-wide. But and on a positive note, I think Bean and McDermott have definitely done a good job drafting and developing these guys. We, you know, like Dawkins, Milano, Taron Johnson. So hopefully we find the next group of those guys for the next 4 or 5 years here.
Yeah. Thanks, David. Yeah, some of these guys they've cashed on 4th and 5th round picks and later picks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Taron Johnson's a great example. I always forget about Taron Johnson. That's a guy that sets you apart. He's the best slot corner in the league. One of them.
They got Johnson in the 4th, Milano in the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
All pro players in the middle of the... And they also got Wyatt Teller in the 5th. They just didn't get the benefit of that.
Do you subscribe to the idea that that is good drafting or good luck? Like, there's two schools of thought that your high picks reflect your drafting better than your late picks. Your late picks are guys you've already passed on, and you're like, all right, well, we like some of this guy's game. It feels like the later picks you know less about, you feel less good about, obviously. The entire league feels less good about. So it's the difference between hitting on a, I don't know, two different games at a casino. It has lower odds, but you hit on it. Does that make you better, or are you a little luckier? I'm just saying, like, school's a thought here. Because nobody,
it's a good question.
Nobody really wants to say beats the draft.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to say it's all one or the other, but I might want to. Yeah, I might want to say it's more luck than skill.
I mean, they're fifth round picks. Let's run through them. Justin Shorter.
Yep.
Matt Milano.
Khalil Shakir. Right, they're better in the fifth round than they are in the
second.
I was gonna say the third.
In the third.
Yeah, in the fifth round, we'll not count this last year. Justin Shorter, Khalil Shakir,
ding.
Tommy Doyle caught a playoff touchdown.
He did. He's always hurt. It's not his fault.
Jake Fromm. Voshon Joseph, Saran Neal, Wyatt Teller.
Okay, Saran Neal, Wyatt Teller. Points, partial credit.
Matt Milano and Nate the Great Peterman.
Okay.
Who's still going. Versus, right, third round. No, they've been fine in the third round. They got NFL players. Harrison Phillips in the league. Devin Singletary, Dawson Knox, Zach Moss, Spencer Brown, Terrell Bernard, Dorian Williams.
That's a pretty good third-round list. Then again, like, there are better third-rounders and there are worse third-rounders.
Right. Yeah, anyway. Those are all NFL players, though.
Yep. All right. Thanks for the phone call. Enjoy yourself a weekend. I'm reading the Ringer's article, questions about each Premier League team.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
Everyone's picking Arsenal. Everyone's picking Arsenal. How do you feel about that? It's like the Bills 2 years ago.
I love it because being good is good. I am not one to ever
weight of expectation.
I'm never shying away from. People think your team's going to be good. That sounds great. I like that. I'm not afraid of that.
Are you going to win it?
Are Chiefs fans hoping they can be doubted this year? Probably.
Would you pick them?
All right, we got to go. Pick what? Arsenal?
Yeah.
I don't pick the Premier League. I don't do that. I'm not going to do that.
You bet the game today. That's a pick.
I picked Fulham to tie. We'll see if Fulham draws.
Okay.
Fulham's scrappy. All right, that's it. I'm hot, though, Joe. I'm hot. I tried to tell you the Eagles were going to win last night, and they won in hilarious fashion. That's it. North Alabama Extra Point Show next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.